begin his tenure in the Northwoods League this summer, a 400 hitter on the nose, 12 hits in 30 at-bats. Four of those 12 hits being homers. The 1-0, this is downstairs. Two balls, no strikes now on Hubbard. 15 runs driven in for Hubbard. An OPS of nearly 1,500. Slugging 867, getting on base at a 591 clip. Video game-like numbers from the Woodchucks designated hitter here tonight. The 2-0 pitch. This is low and away. A couple of 3-0 counts for Bryson Moore to begin this top of the second. Last game that Hubbard played in, back on Saturday against Fond du Lac, 0-for-1, two plate appearances, was hit by a pitch off the bench, and that lost to the Dock Spiders. As the 3-0 pitch misses up and away, 4-pitch walk drawn from Hubbard, here with one out here in the second inning. Luke Pemberton got into the ball game yesterday off the bench, the Pepperdine product and redshirt junior from Boulder, Colorado. He went down looking in the eighth inning. Just the fifth game played in for Pemberton on the season. Three hits and 11 at-bats. You're doing the math back at home. He's a 273 hitter. Also getting on base at a 273 clip. First pitch in the righty-on-righty battle from Moore to Pemberton. Misses downstairs for ball one. And Cashel Duggar calls time to the home plate umpire Chris Castro to head out to the mound to have a quick chat with the University of Virginia Cavalier. For the Rafters fans, mentioned this upcoming homestand. You're looking at where to stay, where to book for the upcoming week. The Cobblestone Hotel and Suites here in Wisconsin Rapids has you covered, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay all year round and this summer. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. The 1-0 pitch out of the mound, meeting to Pemberton, a fastball swung on and missed, count evens 1-1. Leadoff hitter Vance Sheehan hitting from the right side. Hitters 2 through 5 for the Woodchucks left-handed. Hitters 6 through 9 back to the right-handed side. One ball, one strike to count. Moore out of the stretch, third base side of the rubber. The next delivery home. This is low and inside. 2-1 the count now. When we get to the home half of the second, the Rafters will send the 6-7-8 spots to the dish. Righty, lefty, righty. Jorge Degatti, Aiden Teal, and Kyler McIntosh. Over at first, coming set is Moore. Schaefer holding on the runner, the 2-1 pitch. Slider, check swing, the appeal down to first. Daniel Roberts says Pemberton went around. Count now 2-2 with one out and a runner on first. Bryson Moore looking to put away his second hitter of the ballgame. Two balls, two strikes. The payoff pitch home from Moore. He went back to the slider, and it misses low and away. Three balls, two strikes, the count now on the Woodchuck right fielder, Luke Pemberton. Okay, available Woodchucks off the bench. Logan Kresge, Eddie and Espinal, Sam Fisher, Isaac Webb, Austin Deering, Brady Dragella, and Christian Smith-Johnson. The 3-2 pitch fouled away. We'll do it again. You saw Bryce Hubbard take off on the delivery as well. He hit second base and threw his hands out like he was confused. That's all right. He's got time to jog back to the first base bag prior to the next 3-2 pitch in this battle between Bryson Moore and Luke Pemberton. .14 on the pitch clock. The payoff again. Another foul back by Pemberton. Good fight here. That one did get a piece of the home plate umpire Chris Castro, taking a minute. Now holding the back of his neck as well. I think that one caught him square in the face mask. And bringing back a little bit of some shockwaves to the neck there. You see Corey Thompson, the Woodchuck field manager, out of the dugout and talking it up. And now the athletic training staff going to come out and give a look at Chris Castro as well. His umpiring mates and counterparts, Daniel Roberts and Gavin Holdgrave as well, to just check in on their partner to make sure he's all right. Rafter fans, when the team is away from the Rapids area this summer, you're looking for something to do, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area this summer and all year round. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, check out visitwisrapids.com for more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. How about Ashton Crocker as well, our bat boy here tonight for the Rafters, bringing out a cup of water for Chris Castro. And he appears to be all right and just need a minute to catch his breath before getting back underway. If you're just joining us, it's a nothing-nothing ball game here at Winterfield between the Raptors and the Wausau Woodchucks. 3-2 the count on Luke Pemberton. And as well, a runner on first, that being a four-pitch walk drawn by the DH of Wausau, Bryce Hubbard, with one out in this inning, just one hitter ago. Moore looking to avoid walking two consecutive batters here in this inning. Deep breath from Bryson as he steps back onto the slab. Like a pickoff move. Continuing to give a look over to Hubbard prior to the next 3-2 pitch. Twelve on the pitch clock, another 3-2. Runner takes off. This one foul back again. Pemberton, pesky as ever in his first trip to the plate here tonight. Three balls, two strikes, one out. The fourth 3-2 pitch here in the battle between Bryson Moore and Luke Pemberton. Neither one giving in thus far. See if Hubbard takes off for a third time in this plate appearance. He does not, as the 3-2 rolled over on the ground, foul down the third base line. Four consecutive pitches fouled off by Hubbard. Doing his job trying to rack up the pitch count of Bryson Moore. This will be the 10th pitch in the battle here. Moore peers over to first, comes set, 12 on the pitch clock. The next 3-2 delivery. Breaking ball, hit on the ground, left side into the hole. McIntosh backhands, but there's no play to be made as it squeaks out of his glove. Everybody is safe. It's an infield single. Winning the long-fought battle is Luke Pemberton. Hubbard to second, that's where he'll stay with one out in the frame. Hayden Christensen, the right-handed hitting left fielder, will climb in. He's the beer batter here tonight at Winter Field. While Bryson Moore still has an inning-ending double play ball intact, if he can generate a ground ball off Christensen's bat here, the Winter Field faithful also wouldn't mind some discounted beverages here this evening. Christensen not playing in the ball game yesterday. Product of Xavier University from Spring Grove. This is his sixth contest played in on the summer for Wausau. Moore's first pitch to him. He goes breaking ball, and it's a beauty. Right down Broadway for a called strike. The 6'1 sophomore Christensen listed as a catcher on the Woodchuck roster. 8 hits in his first 20 at-bats on the season, went 1-for-5 in the last game he played in 3 days ago at home in the 10-3 win against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. The 0-1 pitch, fastball missing away, count evens 1-1. Christensen, an OPS just under 1,000 at .978 entering today, slugging .500 on the nose and getting on base at a .478 clip. 2 runs driven in, he's got a pair of doubles thus far on the campaign. Moore looks back to second, 3 on the pitch clock, the 1-1. This one hit in the air, first base side, that'll drift foul. We'll catch the top of the protection over the first base grandstands. Count now 1-2 here on Christensen. Christensen, 3 walks to 4 strikeouts so far this season. Looking for a put-away pitch here is Bryson Moore. His 40th pitch of the ball game thus far after working a 1-2-3 top of the first inning. Breaking ball, just missing the outside corner. Patient there is Christensen, having a disciplined eye to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two balls and two strikes the count here with 2 on and 1 out here in this top of the second inning. The payoff pitch from Bryson Moore. Breaking ball, got him swinging. Christensen down on strikes, 2 down in the inning, and the Winterfield crowd rejoices. Some discounted beer and root beer floats available half price till the end of this inning. And prior to the battle here with Max Solis Jr., who was the Woodchuck We have a pinch hitter in the box as well for Wausau. An on-deck batter as well being Jake Berkland. First pitch home. Bounced straight back by Solis. Count begins 0-1. Max Solis Jr. is in the batter's box, just wearing a different uniform number. He's number 10 tonight. He wore number 4 yesterday, his normal number, and man, did he have a day. Two homers out of the sixth spot. Solo shot in the seventh, a two-run shot in the eighth. 0-1 pitch. On the outside corner, called a strike. Count quickly 0-2 here on Solis Jr. Solis also had a two-run double in the first and later scored. Singled in the second, singled in the fifth, and drew a six-pitch walk and scored in the fourth. He reached base and even took two leisurely jogs around the paths the six times he got up yesterday. The 0-2. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Bryson Moore gets out of a big jam. And a scoreless second inning after having to battle through a walk and an infield single. Two left on for Wausau, Jorge Degatti, Aiden Teal, and Kyler McIntosh. 6-7-8 up against Audio Melendez when we return here on your home for After Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different. But we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah.
And on good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, yes. One very big thing you just missed there. Mm. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR. FHR.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry. Bar.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Jorge Degatti to lead off this home half of the second inning. 0-0 the score. Woodchucks, Rafters at historic Witter Field. First pitch from Adio Melendez to the right-handed hitting Degatti. On the outside corner for a called strike. Andy Ockham welcoming you back into the Witter Field broadcasting booth. You got myself here in the middle window. We got our amazing sound team to the right of me and Cullen Kapoor doing fantastic work over on the TV side of things to my left. The 0-1 pitch home to Jorge. This one is hit on the line. That is foul, though, down the first base side in the Woodchuck bullpen in right field. Count now 0-2. Degatti, two straight games at third base. He played in both games of the home-and-home series with Madison to begin the second half, but was off the lineup card in both games of the home series against Green Bay. He returned yesterday out of the eighth spot, played third, went 1-for-3, single coming back in the fifth. The 0-2 missing up and away. One ball, two strikes to the count now on the Miami, Florida native. Got Aiden Teal on deck, Kyler McIntosh to follow. Battle of two really good pitchers today. Melendez, the left-hander for Wausau, Bryson Moore, who's worked two scoreless innings for Rapids. 1-2. Another fastball missing well high and outside. DeGaudi's worked an even count here at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two runners left on an inning ago from Madison. They collected their first hit, that being a one-out infield single from Luke Pemberton, their right fielder, I should say, for Wausau. The 2-2 pitch. This one misses low and away. Full count, 0-2 to full for DeGaudi. Here to lead off this bottom of the second inning. Raptors have a hit as well. That came with one out a frame ago. Jack Mathey collecting a one-out single. 3 balls, 2 strikes, the count on Jorge DeGaudi, a 312 hitter on the season entering today. One home run, that coming at Copeland Park a handful of weeks ago on Monday, June 10th. The payoff pitch, shot in the air, right field. That one will roll out foul near the Mo Hill sign. Down the right field line, another 3-2 coming here from Melendez to DeGaudi. Jorge, 29 hits on the campaign. He's touched home plate 21 times. 9 runs driven in. A Raptor that played in 39 games a summer ago. The lone position player returning to last year, from last year's team to this year's team. The next 3-2. This one, line foul as well. Another one coming here to DeGaudi. Good fight here in his first plate appearance of the night. The next 3-2 from the southpaw, Melendez. Another one fouled away down the first base side from DeGaudi. This is very similar to the Bryson Moore versus Luke Pemberton battle that we saw in the top half of the frame. Three balls and two strikes remaining in the count on the six-hole hitter and leadoff hitter of the frame for the Raptors, Jorge DeGaudi. Out of the windup, Melendez. Rocks and fires. This one hit in the air. Foul territory down the first base side. Will this hang out in play for Brigham and friends? It will not. Pitch number 10 of the at-bat here in plate appearance for DeGaudi. Melendez just threw his 30th of the contest. Adiel issued a walk in the bottom half of the first. All three of his outs he recorded were by way of the K. Get Bryson Moore through 2 innings of work on the Rapids side, 44 pitches after working a 1-2-3 top of the first, danced out of traffic an inning ago. Moore with 3 punch-outs just like Melendez and also a walk. The 3-2. This one grounded back up the middle. Melendez tried to backhand it. It hits his glove and trickles to second. Sheehan gloves. The throw to first is not in time. The 10-pitch battle belongs to Jorge DeGaudi. It's an infield single for the Raptors to begin the home half of the second inning. It'll be the Virginia Cavalier, Aiden Teal. Teal in yesterday's ball game also hit in the middle of the order out of the sixth spot. Drove in a run on a sac fly in the sixth inning, singled as well an inning prior in the fifth. He has been a wizard out in center field, and his bat has come to play as well early on in his stint here in Rapids. First pitch in the lefty-on-lefty battle from Melendez, misses low for ball one. Countless incredible grabs covering so much ground in center field for Teal. Hit his first home run with the club back in the previous homestand. Gets the Green Bay Rockers. 1-0 delivery, misses low and away. Quickly, 2 balls and no strikes here on the Mahwah, New Jersey native. See the right-handed hitting shortstop from Alabama State, Kyler McIntosh, in the on-deck circle. Cashel Duggar, the catcher, will follow. Bottom third of the Raptor order for the first time in this ballgame. Stretch, Melendez looks over to first, the 2-0 pitch. One is tapped foul, and it rolls back into fair territory, but rolls foul again. How about that? The bounces here at Winterfield. That was a third of the way down the line, went grass to fair line, back onto the grass. Teal would have been out at first. It would have advanced a runner, very much like a swinging bunt there for Aiden. Count now 2-1. Lovely to see all the Raptor fans here, as mentioned countless times throughout the broadcast, and I'm sure I'll bring it up even more, our first Monday home game of the season. And to think this season started on a Monday. Back on Memorial Day, May 27th, it seems like a whole nother lifetime ago, at Fond du Lac against the Dock Spiders. 2-1 pitch, and that breaking ball misses up and in, ducking out of the way is Teal, but he forgot to bring his lumber with him. That hits off the end of his bat and rolls foul. Our count now 2-2 here on the second hitter to do it for the Raptors this inning. Teal playing in his 11th game of the campaign through his first 10, 13 hits and 37 at-bats, a .351 average for Teal. An OPS of .945, slugging over .540. 2-2 delivery from Melendez. Breaking ball fouled away by Teal. A lot of multi-hit games. He had two of them in the Rocker series in those two games. Went 3-for-5 in the game where he clubbed out his first long ball. Drove in three runs in that game. He also doubled in the series finale and went 2-for-4 with a run scored. Raptors scoring 23 runs in two games against the Rockers. The next 2-2 tap foul again by Teal. Have an announcement here at Witter Field. Someone's car. Danger of being towed. That's always no good. Another 2-2 here, leading off first to Gotti, being held on by Brigham. Another one skied foul down the third base side by Teal. Well, that touched down in the rat trap. It'll go just beyond it onto the concourse. That is a packed rat trap here tonight. How about that? It's actually starting to drizzle just a little bit here at Witter Field. Have not caught a break with rain of any kind, whether it's been absolute downpour monsoon or just the slightest of spitting. Another 2-2 here from Melendez to Teal. This is the ninth pitch of the AB. This one hit high in the air, right field, trending into foul territory. Pemberton giving chase right near the line to make the grab. First out of the frame, remaining at first is Degatti. That one there, I should say, at eight pitches for Teal. So 18 pitches thrown so far in this inning for Melendez, and he's got just one out to show for it. The Kyler McIntosh out of the eighth spot here today. Collected a pinch hit AB in the ballgame yesterday at Wausau. Did strike out in that opportunity. Game 27 appeared in for Kyler on the season. This will be his 93rd at-bat here if he can register one. First pitch from the southpaw, Melendez misses up and away for ball one. In those aforementioned 92 ABs, Kyler collecting 26 hits and scoring 14 times. He's driven in 18 runs, but is still in pursuit of that first long ball here this season. The 1-0. Check swing on that outside delivery. Not even an appeal, though. Kyler clearly not going around, according to Chris Castro, and it's 2-0. Another home game. That means, of course, Raptor fans, it's yard card revealing time. For those who don't know, it's our game that we like to play up here in the press box. Six individuals picking, going through draft-style order of who we think is going to homer for the Raptors here tonight as the 2-0 fouled straight back by McIntosh, count now 2-1. And for those who don't know, I'm still got the big old goose egg on the board for my end. I chose Chris Arroyo tonight, playing in his third home game as a Raptor, fourth game total. Abby Look, our graphic design intern, video board operator, going with Jack Matthey. Griffin Furkus, director of marketing here with the Raptors, going with Grayson Schaefer. As the 2-1 to McIntosh swung on and missed, count evens 2-2. Dawson Wolf, the Oklahoma Sooner himself, in the lead of our television broadcast, picking Aiden Teal. Owen McElfatrick, the choice for Cullen Kapoor, the TV voice of the Raptors. And Joe Diedrich, our voice here at Witter Field, as the public address announcer, picking Jorge Degatti. 2-2 to McIntosh in there for a called third strike. Fourth punch out for Melendez here in the night. It's the second out here in the home half of the second inning. Two outs, the leadoff infield single on 10 pitches to Jorge Degatti. Remains out on first for Cashel Duggar. Duggar did not get into the ballgame yesterday. We saw Jack Matthey start behind the dish for Wisconsin Rapids, and it was Gabe Casso making his Rapids debut. The Northampton Community College product came into the ballgame as a pinch runner in the top of the sixth and caught the rest of the way. Duggar last played on July 4th against Madison, so he's had the last few days off as a first-pitch breaking ball from Melendez is in there for a called strike. Three RBIs for Duggar in that 12-4 win over the Mallards on Independence Day, two of them coming on one swing of the bat. A two-run homer, grand slam. That's Max McGuire's thing, a two-run blast for Duggar to right field right off the video board. His first with the club as the 0-1 pitch bounced in, blocked by Solis Jr. working hard behind home plate. Count evens 1-1 here on the Raptor catcher, Cashel Duggar. Duggar playing in his 15th game with the team this season. A .333 average. collecting a knock in every three at-bats so far as Duggar. He's driven in 8 runs. An OPS sitting just under 900 at 890 entering the ballgame tonight. The 1-1. That one runs inside, and it squares up Cashel on the back. Duggar will trot down to first. Degatti to second on the hit-by-pitch. Top of the order we go with Owen McElfatrick. McElfatrick looking for his first at-bat of the ballgame. Second plate appearance in as many innings, though, drawing a 7-pitch walk to begin the ballgame offensively for Wisconsin Rapids just an inning ago. Sophomore from Tampa playing in his 20th game with the club this summer. 4 home runs, 3 of them on the road, driving in 15 on the season. Lefty on righty battle, first pitch to McElfatrick, misses upstairs for ball 1. Collected his first home run with the club here at home against Battle Creek and then did it again a day later against these Woodchucks, a grand slam in the day cap of that Thursday doubleheader on June 20th. Also has a home run at Green Bay and at Lakeshore last weekend. 1-0 pitch, misses up and away. 2 balls, no strikes, the count here on the Raptors second baseman. McElfatrick is always a big-ticket player that was brought aboard by Wisconsin Rapids amongst the offseason additions. Him, along with his collegiate teammate Trent Lyolis, the Big Ten Northwestern Wildcats, were pretty hyped up entering their season as the 2-0 swung on and missed count 2-1. Obviously, with how late school runs in Evanston at Northwestern, they run into June around the second week, so McElfatrick and Lyolis didn't report until the second week of June. But since being here, McElfatrick has been a staple and has earned his spot whenever he's been in the lineup as the leadoff batter. A 2-1 pitch. McElfatrick fouls this one back. Melendez has worked a 2-2 count in his second battle with Owen this evening. Now is kind of the strategy. Look at some of the players brought on in the middle of the first half of the season. A lot of guys from Virginia. Their school starts later. Same thing with the California schools. You got a couple of UC Irvine anteaters, Michael Perello and Landon Gaz, and Cashel Duggar as well. The rain coming down a little bit harder here in Rapids. The 2-2. That one. This is outside, a full count drawn by McElfatrick for the second consecutive inning. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Degatti on second. Cashel Duggar on first. Both runners will be taking off on the delivery from Adiel Melendez here. Chris Arroyo on deck, Jack Matthew to follow. McElfatrick looking to extend this inning for the Raptors. Fans getting into it here. The 3-2 pitch home from Melendez. Runners take off. McElfatrick pops this one up in the air. In the foul territory in shallow right field, that's the second baseman, Vance Sheehan, losing his lid, but calling off everyone in the area code to make the grab and retire the side. Both innings tonight, the Raptors have left 2 on and have collected 1 hit in each frame. We head to the top of the third. Some more Bryson Moore action coming your way when we return to Wisconsin Rapids right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
.912 spots leading it off here in this top of the third inning against Bryson Moore. Andy Ockmer, voice of Raptor Baseball, returning to you right here on WFHR. The Minnesota State University Mankato product, Jake Berkland, stepping into the right-handed batter's box. First pitch from Bryson Moore to him, missed low for ball one. Moore's 1-0 delivery. This is up top. Another heater from Bryson makes it 2-0. No runs on a hit and no errors for the visiting Woodchucks. No runs on two hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Raptors have left two on the bases in each of their first two offensive innings. The 2-0 pitch, breaking ball, catching the outer third for a called strike. Top of the order waiting in the on-deck circle with Vance Sheehan, Jonas St. Antoine. Berkland not playing in the ballgame yesterday as he swings right through that 2-1 pitch, count now 2-2. Berkland now in his 38th game of the season, last went 0-2, three plate appearances in the 4-1 loss against Fond du Lac back on July 6th. The 2-2 pitch from Moore, breaking ball, foul tip into the glove of Cashel Duggar for the first out of this inning. Bryson Moore, that's his fourth punch out. And his first time around the order, back to the top we go with Vance Sheehan. Sheehan went down looking against Moore to begin the ball game back in the top of the first inning. As mentioned, it was Vance's Northwoods League and Woodchuck debut yesterday, and 3-for-3 in his first three at-bats. Went 0-for-2 to close out the day, but also drove in a run on a ground out to the second baseman in the seventh, showing bunt, putting it down. First pitch, Sheehan, third base side, Miller off the mound, gloves, and throws to first in time. Should say Bryson Moore, 2 up, 2 down. Fantastic work there from Bryson for the second out of the inning. So again, Raptor fans, team on the road tomorrow, back home Wednesday through Saturday. And if you're looking to book a last-minute trip to the Rapids area, there's no better place to stay than the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay this summer. Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. They're all covered at the Cobblestone. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. 1-0 the count to begin on Jonas St. Antoine, swinging away at the 1-0 pitch. Hit high in the air, deep right center field. Teal giving chase, back at the track, at the wall, it is gone. Jonas St. Antoine, a solo blast. Woodchuck strike first here tonight. It's 1-0 in the top of the third inning. More long ball action against the Raptors here at Witter Fields for St. Antoine. It's his second home run of the summer. Grand Rapids, Michigan native and a product of the University of Pittsburgh, over and out. Second hit of the ballgame, a big one for the Woodchucks. Max Galvin, 0-for-1 in the ballgame. He flew out to left field to retire the side in the first. The first pitch to Galvin, misses outside for ball one. Max turned away out of the batter's box prior to that pitch crossing home plate. Something in his eye, could have been a bug, but lucky that that one missed out for ball one. The 1-0 pitch. Going outside again is Moore. That one misses away. See how long Moore's got in store today. We know last time when he worked in Madison, he threw four, and then it was Nick Paulson to piggyback right off him. The southpaw from UW Stevens Point was fantastic. Four shutout innings at the Duck Pond. 2-0 pitch to Galvin, popped up in foul territory right behind home plate. This one will roll off the netting, protecting the home plate club, and it's like a fun bounce into the stands and into the hands of a young Raptor fan here in attendance. Count now 2-1. Here on the center fielder of the Woodchucks, Max Galvin. Coral Gables, Florida native. Him and his Oklahoma State teammate who's in the on-deck circle, Colin Brigham, bringing their talents here to the Northwoods League this summer. Moore stepping off the rubber to regain some traction in his cleats. prior to the 2-1 pitch. This one bounced straight back by Galvin, working it even here at 2 balls and 2 strikes is Bryson Moore. Looking at the bottom of the third for the Rafters, Chris Arroyo, Jack Mathey, and Grayson Schaefer set to do battle against Adiel Melendez, 2-3-4, in the Wisconsin Rapids order. Out of the windup, Moore set, gets his signals from Duggar, and has come to a decision, the 2-2. Breaking ball right down the heart of the plate, got him looking. Galvin down on strikes, Moore picks up a couple of punch-outs here in the third, but Wausau strikes first, a 2-out solo blast from their two-hole hitter and third baseman Jonas St. Antoine. Makes it a 1-0 Wausau lead. Adiel Melendez back to the hill when we return in just a couple of minutes for the bottom of the third inning here from historic Winter Field on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe, 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Andy Ockham back here with you. Bottom three on WFHR. It's my yard card pick to lead off this inning. Chris Arroyo in a 1-0 ball game. The Woodchucks leading the Rafters on this Monday night at historic Winter Field. First pitch from Adiel Melendez to Arroyo. Fouled back. Count begins 0-1. A run on 2 hits and no errors for Wausau. No runs, 2 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. First run of the ballgame coming in the top half of this inning, a solo blast to right center field with 2 outs from Jonas St. Antoine, the third baseman of the Woodchucks, getting them on the board first here today. 0-1 breaking ball, foul tip into the glove. Out of the hand of Melendez, the catcher Solis Jr. squeezing that one tight to make it 0-2. Arroyo went down swinging against Melendez back in the first. The 0-2 pitch. Off speed, dribbled on the ground over to second base. Sheehan charging in, gloves, gathers, throw, takes the first baseman Brigman off the bag, and Arroyo is safe. About as routine of a play as you can have there for Vance Sheehan, and not able to complete the throw. It'll be an E4. Regardless, Rafters have the leadoff man aboard here in the third inning. A little bit of Drake action. That means Jack Mathey's going to step into the right-handed batter's box here in this third inning. The Kent State Golden Flash, former Ohio Dominican Panther, singled back in the first inning, continuing his tear here at home to begin the second half. First pitch to Mathey, misses down to the dirt, scooped up by Solis Jr., count begins 1-0. Mathey's incredible homestand, in particular the Green Bay series, bumped his average above 320 on the campaign. All 6 of his home runs have come right here at Winter Field. 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed. Mathey tardy on that heater. Count evens 1-1. We talked about the home-away splits in terms of overall record for Wisconsin Rapids. It makes sense entering today, 18 wins, 20 losses. They've collected 13 of those 18 wins here at home. The 1-1 pitch. Big steal from Arroyo. High chopper on the ground over the first base side for Matthew, but that one's gloved foul by Brigham. Count now 1-2. Raptor fans do want to make a programming note here that the weather in the Rapids area does not look good right now. Now, there was supposed to be some rain around the area today, but the radar said it was going to just miss us. But apparently, some of those storm clouds are hanging right above us right now as I peer my head out of the Winterfield press box. So in the event we do get hit and there is any delay, we will go back to some different programming. But don't worry, we hope to get this ball game in here tonight. The 1-2 pitch to Matthew misses downstairs. Another block by Solis Jr. Count evens 2-2 on the Raptors DH. Had too many of these instances with the weather this season, especially here in the last couple of weeks. We've had one game canceled completely without anything starting. That was back on Monday, the 3rd of June, against the Lakeshore Chinooks. The 2-2. Breaking ball misses downstairs. Another block by Solis Jr. to make it 3-2. Some bullpen action. Evan Alwyn warming up for Wausau. And like I was talking about when Bryson Moore was on the hill in the top of this inning, Nick Paulson getting loose down the left field line for the Raptors. 3-2 pitch, hit and run, and that draws the second baseman Sheehan to second, and that's exactly where Jack Matthew puts it on the ground. This infield grounder will roll into right center field. 2-for-2 is Jack Matthew. First to third, Chris Arroyo did not stop around the second base bag. Raptors are cooking with two on and nobody out here in the home half of the third inning. Grayson Schaefer, some Billy Squire playing on the Winterfield speakers. A golden chance here for the cleanup hitter in the Raptor order and their first baseman tonight to drive in Wisconsin Rapids' first run in the ballgame. Schaefer went down swinging in his first trip to the plate tonight against Melendez back in the first inning. Middle of the order licking their chops here at an opportunity to come through and produce some runs. First pitch to Schaefer, misses outside for ball one. That base hit for Matthew mentioned his second of the ball game and the third of the contest for Wisconsin Rapids as a team. The left-hander comes set. Melendez working middle to first base side of the rubber. Degatti, or I should say that's Arroyo dancing off third as the 1-0 misses up and away. Degatti was left out on the bases an inning ago. Jorge led off the frame with a 10-pitch battle against Melendez, reached on an infield single. Two balls, no strikes. The Nichols State commit and Boise, Idaho native Grayson Schaefer looking for that middle fastball here, the 2-0. He does get a heater, but pops it up. Foul territory. First base side. It's Colin Brigham hanging tough with it and making the grab just foul for the first out of this inning. Down the line we go. Walker Buchanan will look to bring in the game's first run for the Raptors. He also, like Schaefer, went down swinging against Melendez in the first. That one retired the side. We'll see now with three innings of work for Bryson Moore if that'll be all or if the right-hander will at least go out to begin the top of the fourth inning. He would face the 4-5-6 spots in the order, Brigham and Hubbard and Pemberton, so it would make sense to go lefty on lefty out of the Raptor bullpen there with Nick Paulson warming up. Backdoor breaking ball from Melendez to Buchanan on the first pitch catches the zone for a called strike. 0-1 count here from Melendez home. Another breaking ball. This one leaks well outside, though, into the left-handed batter's box to even the count at 1-1. Raptors have left two on the bases in each of their first two innings offensively. They got two on here with one out. Jack Matthew on first, Chris Arroyo on third. Arroyo reaching on an error from the second baseman, Vance Sheehan. Jack Matthew singling. 1-1 pitch, rolled over on the ground to short. Birkeland gloves to second, but he won't get it out of his hand. Everyone, he is safe. Chris Arroyo scores. We're knotted up at one here in the bottom of the third. Ogadana's an E6, second error of the inning. For Wausau, the Raptors are going to take advantage just by continuing to put the ball in play. They always say, put the ball in play, good things are going to happen, and that's what's gone the Raptors' way so far this inning. Out on second is Matthew. Buchanan on first for the right-handed hitting third baseman. The former Florida Gator and Indiana Hoosier, Jorge Degatti. Agati 1-for-1 in the ballgame. Now his second plate appearance in as many innings. Raptors going to look to continue to add more. You're on to the best pitcher of this Wausau staff. Nobody holding on either runner. All the focus on Degatti right now. First pitch from Melendez to him. Fastball working middle to outer third on that delivery is the Melendez for a called strike. The 0-1 pitch with under 10 on the pitch clock to Jorge. Breaking ball missing low and away. Count evens 1-1. Good to see Degatti back in the lineup yesterday in Wausau after having a couple of days off. As mentioned, played both games in the home-and-home series with Madison to begin the second half. Wednesday, July 3rd at the Duck Pond. Matinee on July 4th here at Witter Field. The 1-1. Degatti fouls this one away down the first base side. In that Madison series, Jorge, 1-for-3 at Warner Park. One of the 10 hits the Raptors collected in their 1-0 loss against the Mallards. He drew a walk in that one as well. Went 0-for-3 here on the 4th of July with a couple of strikeouts, though, against Mallard pitching. The 1-2 pitch coming here from Melendez. Peers in, has his signs from Solis Jr. and comes set. This is downstairs, dropping down to his knees to block that one is Solis Jr. Should say count 3-1 on Degatti. Even better count here for the third baseman to go to work. Perfect hitter's count. He's looking for something to drive here. 20th pitch of the inning. Now you look as well. Melendez behind, motioning to the third base umpire, Gavin Holdgrave, asking for the count. It is 2-2. We had it here on our video board and on the official scoring site that it was 3-1, so the count is 2-2. Say this every time. Gotta trust your gut here on these broadcasts. That's all right, though. Degatti still sitting on one pitch. Pitch 73 of the ballgame, 20 of the inning coming here from Adiel Melendez. He goes breaking ball, and it misses up top. Full count drawn from Degatti in his second trip to the plate. Look at Melendez, and you look at Moore, 57 pitches through three innings. Here comes the 3-2. Both runners take off. Fouled straight back. Behind home plate. Good fight from Degatti. Similar to what we saw in the first battle between these two just an inning ago. Happy back to second. Buchanan to first. Rats are running all around the bases here this inning. Talked about the freshman from Altoona, Pennsylvania and Florida International. Evan Allen warming up right now. The woodchuck pen. We'll see how much longer Melendez has left. The 3-2 runners stay put. Breaking ball misses up and away for ball four. Jorge Degatti aboard in back-to-back innings. That's a 7-pitch free pass issued. And the bases are full of Raptors. Here with just one out in the home half of the third inning. Aiden Teal in the lefty-on-lefty battle. Drew an 8-pitch at-bat against Melendez an inning ago, but flew out to Luke Pemberton in right field. Degatti on first, Buchanan on second, Matthew on third base. First pitch from Melendez to Teal. Swinging away is Aiden as he fouls this one straight back over our press box here at Witter Field. Count begins 0-1. McIntosh on deck, Duggar to follow. The Raptors want to put up some more runs here in this inning. It's going to come to the bottom third of this order. Out of the windup, Melendez's 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball hit on the ground, right side. That's going to get through for a base hit. In the scores, Matthew Degatti gets the stop sign behind him. The Raptors go station to station, but what's going on? Jorge Degatti ran all the way to third base. He's hung up between second and third. Now Buchanan breaking for the plate. The throw home, tag applied by Melendez is in time. A base-running miscue from Degatti cost the Raptors a run and another out in this inning. They're on the corners with two down. It is an RBI single from Aiden Teal, and the Raptors do have a 2-1 lead. Wondering if that was a part of a strategy for Degatti continuing to break for third. or if it was just a complete miscue. Either way, Kyler McIntosh comes up with an RBI chance here. Struck out looking back in the second inning did McIntosh. You got first the speedy Teal being held on by Brigham. First pitch, he stays put. It misses up and out to the right-handed hitting McIntosh for ball one. Rafters have collected two hits in this inning, a single from Jack Matthew and then RBI knock that cleared the right side for Aiden Teal. The 1-0 pitch home. On the outside corner, that fastball misses for ball two on Kyler. Rafters available reserves today. Gabe Casso, the lone catcher. When you look at the listed infielders, Trotter Boston, Landon Gaz, Tracer Lopez, Max McGuire, and Mason Onati. All four listed outfielders on the roster today are in the card. 2-0, McIntosh flies it to left. Aiden Christensen had to move all but two steps to make the grab to retire the side. Rafters play two. They got their first lead of the ballgame, a huge RBI single from Aiden Teal, breaking the 1-1 tie. We're through three innings of play here in Wisconsin Rapids. It'll be Nick Paulson time when we return here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stop.
The 2425 Local in Lovin' It mini magazine is available now out in your community. Once again, you can pick up your books at participating businesses and nonprofits. For just $20, you can enjoy recipes, jokes, contests, and best of all, save tons of money in the area. You can even find great deals on food, drinks, golf, groceries, and most of the area boutiques. In need of a service? Enjoy savings on tires, paint, windows, travel, and mobility equipment. And now you can receive $10 a month at Ho-Chunk Casino in Nakusa. Don't forget, you can also play contests and win gift certificates within your community. Listen for Local and Lovin' It radio ads throughout the month on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR and 105.5 FM WIRI, and get your books at businesses like R&R Bar and Grill, Subway in the Wisconsin Rapids Walmart, Nail and Spa by Ford Garage, Tamarack Bar and Grill, Johnny's Bar, Rapid Rehab, Tom's Paint, and Hotel Mead Resorts and Convention Centers. Let the savings begin with Local and Lovin' It mini magazine, available today.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kiwani.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
New pitcher into the ballgame for the Rafters as we enter the top of the fourth inning. That is Nick Paulson, the left-hander from Balsam Lake in the University of Wisconsin at Stevens Point. 2-1 the score. Andy Ockhammer joining you here on your home for Rafter baseball all summer long at WFHR. A run on two hits and two errors for the Wausau Woodchucks. Two runs on four hits and no errors for your Rafters. 4-5-6, two up in this inning for Wausau. The first pitch from Paulson to Colin Brigham on the outside corner is called a strike. Want to thank the TV producer, Dawson Wolf, for the stats that he gave me on Brigham. Obviously, I mentioned Dawson, a Oklahoma Sooner. It's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and missed a breaking ball to Brigham. Count now 0-2. Brigham versus his Oklahoma Sooners this year. Brigham going to Oklahoma State. Two home runs in the same game on May 18th. And Dawson also wrote underneath, he's a Sooner killer. Sees Oklahoma pitching very well. Gives me the nod over. He says, yes, Andy, he does. 0-2 the count here. Paulson working in his eighth ball game of the season. Worked in 12 games with Rapids last summer. The 0-2 misses up top. Count now 1-2. Line complete for Bryson Moore today. Three innings of work for the Fairfax, Virginia native from the University of Virginia. His third appearance and start with the Raptors this summer and his first at home. The 1-2. Breaking ball popped up by Brigham, right back behind home plate. Duggar giving chase. That one is going to hit the top of our press box here and roll back down. Talked about the line on Bryson Moore. Two hits, a run. It was earned. Walked one and struck out five on 57 pitches. Another 1-2 here from Paulson to Colin Brigham. Brigham in this ballgame, 0-1. He grounded out to Owen McElpatrick at second base back in the second inning. This one tap straight foul back. Good fight here from the Woodchuck first baseman to begin this top of the fourth inning. As I mentioned, Paulson last piggybacked off Bryson Moore in the first game of the second half of the season, July 3rd, in Madison. Four innings of shutout baseball for Paulson. Four hits allowed. He walked one and struck out one, facing 16 Mallard hitters that night at Warner Park. 1-2 pitch misses high from Nick. Count evens 2-2 here on Colin Brigham. Paulson entering today, as I mentioned, seven appearances, mixed between starts and relief work. 21 2/3 innings pitched for Paulson as the 2-2 breaking ball fouled away down the third base side by Brigham. Count remains 2-2. An ERA under 5 entering today for Paulson, 4.57 with a 1.52 whip. Along with those four innings that he worked at Madison, that tied his longest outing of the season. First two outings had at home against Waterloo, which made him his first home start of the season, which he threw four shutout frames against the Bucks, and then he threw four frames of one-run ball at Madison a week later on June 5th. 2-2, misses up and away, count drawn full here on Brigham. Looking at his time against Wausau this year, he has none. This is the first appearance of the campaign for Paulson against the Woodchucks. The 3-2. This one line foul to left field and onto the rafter concourse right near our picnic tent down the line. Lengthy battle here between Brigham and Paulson to begin Paulson's outing in relief. This will be the 10th pitch in the plate appearance. As mentioned, the Woodchucks coming to Winterfield for just the second time all season. First time was in the opening homestand, May 31st, that Friday. 3-2 pitch in there for a called third strike. Nick Paulson, a 10-pitch punch out. To begin this fourth inning. At Bryce Hubbard, red hot bat to begin his tenure with the Woodchucks and in the Northwoods League this summer. He drew a four-pitch walk in his first plate appearance back in the second inning. Left-down-lefty battle again here for Paulson. I'm sure that had to have been an incentive for Mike Spears and Kurt Schreider to go with the left-hander here in the fourth. First pitch to Hubbard, misses up and in for ball one. Seen Bryce Moore now, three starts. He's worked four innings in one of his starts and three in each of the other two. The 1-0 delivery. Paulson goes breaking ball and it misses low and outside. Six pitches seen tonight so far for Bryce Hubbard. All have been outside the zone. That's Luke Pemberton on deck. Hayden Christensen will follow up as we enter the bottom half, then bottom third of the Woodchuck order. The 2-0 delivery. This one hit in the air down the left field line. That'll clear the rat trap depth and once again be a nice souvenir out on the concourse. A lot of foul ball souvenirs given out to the wonderful Rafter fans in attendance here tonight. Looking forward to seeing all you Rafter fans throughout the week, whether it's this evening, Wednesday, Thursday times two, Friday or Saturday. As the 2-1 pitch catches the outer third of the zone from Paulson, evening the count at 2-2. Just like we had 3 weeks ago in Wausau, that doubleheader at Athletic Park, got the same thing here against the same opponent. Woodchucks Rats, 12:05, 6:35, Thursday, July 11th, here at Winter Field. As the 2-2 breaking ball misses down in the dirt outside from Paulson, another full count here in this top of the fourth inning. Certainly doesn't bode well for Nick's pitch count. This will be his 16th pitch of the frame once again. 35-plus in a frame, and you're done for the rest of the day. Obviously, for Wisconsin Rapids, wanting to be patient and not have to dig into their bullpen. Paulson's a guy who can give you some length. As 3-2 to Hubbard, fouled back. We'll do it again. That would really scramble the Rafters because, like I mentioned yesterday, using five arms. Hurd facing the first two hitters. Jacob Smoot went that 35-plus, recording those three outs in the first inning in his Wisconsin Rapids debut. 3-2 to Hubbard. This one ripped up the middle for a base hit. Hubbard's aboard twice in this ballgame, and it's a one-out knock. Third hit of the ballgame for Wausau with one down here in the top of the fourth. Then it was Juan Berrios and Nick Perry, who each threw three innings and each threw 67 pitches. Berrios surrendering five hits and six earned runs. Juan walked 5 and struck out 1. Nick Perry, 7 hits, 6 runs, 4 of which were earned, walked 2 and did not strike out a woodchuck hitter yesterday in his outing. First pitch. Out back to Luke Pemberton. Pemberton, an infield single after a lengthy battle with Bryson Moore in his first trip to the plate in the ballgame back at the second.